Times-Picayune, Sun Herald, Unnews, Win Pulitzer. For Unnews, I'm Hinoa Four. No, I'm not. This is Brad Frace reporting from Unnews Secret Headquarters in Wayne's basement. Cheers erupted here at Unnews Secret Headquarters as judges revealed Unnews won as many Pulitzer Prizes as the New Orleans Times-Picayune and Mississippi Sun Herald combined. But frankly, the news came as no surprise to our veteran staff, which has won a Pulitzer in at least 10 categories every year since the prize's inception in 1917. Renowned reporter Bob Woodward said, quote, "Unnews is simply the best fact source out there." Even Fox News' Bill O'Reilly had to admit that Unnews is even more fair and balanced than us. While the other two newspapers won for their extensive Hurricane Katrina coverage, Unnews swept the field when it came to the 2005 season's other storms. The weather team covered each and every storm from Arlene to Zeta. U.S. correspondent Hinoa Four boldly declared, quote, "No other news source devoted an entire issue to Tropical Storm Irene like we did." The prize committee additionally praised Unnews for its, quote, "valorous and comprehensive coverage, providing a lifeline for devastated fans during the Michael Jackson child molestation trial." Even the breaking news category was given to Unnews, with Matt Drudge admitting that all his flashy headlines on DrudgeReport.com are, quote, "actually stolen from Unnews, which somehow always manages to get the story out first, bastards." With this year's unveiling of the Unnews Morse Code RSS feed, competitors admit that they might soon be out of business entirely. CBS president Les Moonves somberly noted that, quote, "even Katie Couric can't compare to the dashing beauty of Lady Katie." In the category of meta-news, or news about news, Unnews' story about it winning last year's Pulitzer Prize took the award. Experts predict that this very story, which you're listening to right now, will capture the meta-news prize for 2006, although it is expected to receive stiff competition from the recent report on the Wiki terrorist attacks earlier this month, also reported by Unnews. Even during hard times, Unnews staff continued to work tirelessly and meticulously. Unlike other media organizations, we operate even at nighttime. Sitting by candlelight, fearless reporters like Zim Ulater defied the boogeyman and continued to publish breathtaking stories. Once, when the candle burned out, he continued to write using only a cigarette lighter for illumination. It is precisely such dedication, summed up prize committee chairman Dave Randowski, which has made Unnews the number one news source in the entire universe. The Pulitzer Prize itself includes a gold medal and a cash award for $10,000. Unnews melted down the award to make a set of golden grills for each of its correspondents and used the cash portion to fund a spectacular party. Speaking of which, it's now this reporter's turn to do a keg stand. For up-to-the-second news and your latest spork stores, visit us at the web at www.uncyclopedia.org/wiki/unnews:main_page. Yeah, I'm coming. For Unnews, this is Brad Frazier.